Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Connor.
I'm Sarah.
And sorry we're late on getting an episode out. That's our bad.
But better late than never.
It's about two weeks
late.
It's
right on time.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's right on time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Just to escape.
We're 2 weeks and a day late.
But hey, man, whatever.
I mean, technically we say we release on Sunday, right?
Yeah. So, well, I don't think we ever set a time.
It'll be, yeah.
It's still Sunday.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something.
What?
What?
Here you go.
Oh, Lord.
Ah, yes. Yes.
I don't want it.
Bag.
No.
Bag.
I don't want it.
Bag.
I don't want it. No, don't put it on my head. No. No, there's just paper on my neck.
Bag.
It feels so awful.
Put your hair down.
No, I don't want a taco bag on my fucking head.
It's not a taco bag.
It's only lightly used.
It's the bag.
It's lightly used, he says. Oh my God.
Don't smell like it.
It doesn't.
I don't smell tacos.
No tacos.
No tacos. You smell burritos?
No burritos either.
No burritos.
Or what did we get?
Chalupas.
Yes.
And what's it called? Whatever. Doesn't matter. Crunchwrap Supreme.
There. The moral of the story is the buys finally got a paper bag to put over my head so they don't have to look at me anymore.
Yes. Thank you.
Ouch. Oh. That's my wife. So,
so what's worse?
I was just why aren't you defending my honor? What the hell, dude?
Wait. I just gotta say, what's worse, all right? Me say she's ugly. Me say she's beautiful. What?
Are you okay over there? Man.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. I'm just curious. Ay.
Never mind.
Never mind.
But continuing on, today we're going to be talking about, what happened today and yesterday.
What happened?
We had Pokemon Go Fest.
It was so good.
This weekend.
So good.
Obviously, Sarah's a little bit more excited about her stuff.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, she did complete her challenges.
I did. My four collection challenges from yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Sure nice. Did.
I'm still missing like two of them. Well, I did.
Yeah. Not anymore.
I know. It's done. So.
It's done now.
So yeah, I am technically forever just missing those two in that challenge. I mean,
yeah.
So. You'll never, ever be able to do it again, though.
I know.
It's that okay.
That's right.
But continuing on. So we got that to talk about tonight. And we will start off with our usual, which is better. There we go.
Hey.
Nailed it.
I got it. I got so it, ladies good. And gentlemen.
So good.
Thank you. Thank
you. Turn this way from Santa so she can't see.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not cheating.
No cheating.
What are you saying?
No cheating.
What?
I'm saying no cheating.
Oh, by the way, we had a suggestion. For a points system.
I think
point system.
I'm sorry. I really thought about this, the point system thing.
Okay.
I'll let Sarah explain it, and I'll let you say what you think about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
But continue.
That was really vehement. I don't know if I want to go on.
Continue.
Okay, so we had a suggestion from one of our listeners on installing a point system for the Which Is Better instead of rolling every single time. She's my friend, and she feels bad for me. She's like,
that's why.
No, but she
wow.
goes,
wow.
Okay. She goes, what if we set up a point system so that if you got it right, you get a point. If you got it right... By just guessing by the name, you get 2 points.
Okay.
And if you got it right after switching, you only get 1 point. Right? And if you get it completely wrong, you don't get any points.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if we both were to get it wrong, if Andy and I were to both get it wrong, you would get 2 points. If one of us were to get it wrong, you would get 1 point. And okay. Obviously, if we both get it right, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And then whoever has the most points at the end of the... Or whoever has the least points at the end of the round loses that particular round.
So, you gonna do the math?
Yeah, I can do the math.
That was my first argument.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. What is your verdict? Do you like it or not?
I love it.
Let's like it?
Sure.
Okay.
You didn't want to do it?
No.
Why not?
It's so fucking complicated.
It's not complicated. I'll do the math. And if we tie, we still roll off.
Why do we got to do more?
What do you mean?
Can't we just have a guessing game and not just like put points?
Competition. Wait a second.
Bring it down.
We're getting input from our listeners and we should act on that, right?
So we got to try it.
Let's try it.
Okay, it's because somebody feels bad for
yes,
you.
Yes, and I accept their sentiment.
And so what's going to happen is she's still going to lose after...
How about this?
I'll concede to this. I will concede to putting this in test for the first time tonight. However, I was going to say we should keep a point system of who gets the bag the most.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because honestly, I think it would be funny.
Wait, so hang on.
Throughout the season.
You're okay with a point system, but just not the one that I've suggested.
I have an idea to go with it.
Wait.
But
what's your idea to go with it?
Throughout the season.
Right, so whoever has the bag the most, what happens to them at the end of the season?
They get the bag trophy.
That's heinous. You guys, you know I'm going to get that trophy if we keep going the way we're going. That's not funny. It's a setup.
It will be the golden bag.
We'll just spray paint a Taco Bell bag. What the fuck?
You are our biggest shame. That's what it's going to say.
I don't think I can express how much I hate my life in this specific moment.
I love it. I'm in.
Okay. You're outvoted. I got outvoted for this one. So. You get outvoted for that one. But we'll start tonight. How's that sound? So it's fresh slate.
But I thought you said for the season, so. It's only been like 2 episodes, though, right?
Okay. We'll start from today.
Has been both times you or
It's been her since last season.
Does it matter when I haven't had the bag? It would be easy. I can count on one hand how many times I haven't had the bag the entire past year, basically. Let's be real. We're serious.
All right. Let's do this point.
It's a little demoralizing.
Okay.
Get better opinions.
Excuse me? Connor just broke himself. Oh no. What are we gonna do? Breathe, buddy. Breathe. Okay. There he is.
I'm good.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Yikes. All right, shall I? Do you want to trial this point system that I have
suggested?
Okay.
Sure.
Connor, take it away.
Okay. So, we have, which is better, Cruelty Squad, or Memphis?
Mm. Like Memphis, but with an N?
Yes. There's no another N-E-P-H-I-S-E.
N-E-P-H-I-S-E?
Yeah.
Nephis. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Nephis.
And what is the other one? Cruelty?
Squad.
Cruelty Squad.
Yes.
I'll go with the weird name. Andy, no phones during, which is better. What are you looking up right now? He's making a list.
Checking it twice.
So, okay.
To keep track of who has the bag the most. You can just put my name down. That's fine.
All right. So what was the first one? It was... I heard the names. The last one's like Nemphis or something.
Nemphis.
I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
Then
what was the first one?
Well, I'm sure the game creators.
Squad.
Yeah. Right, right. I'm gonna go with Cruelty Squad.
Squirt.
I went with the other one.
Swerve.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start with Cruelty Squad.
Because we can pronounce it.
An immersive power fantasy simulator with tactical stealth elements. Sorry, set in a sewage-infused garbage world.
Ugh. Wait, that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's Cruelty Squad.
Cruelty Squad.
Okay.
Now we have Nymphies. It almost sounds like them thighs.
Nymphies, though.
Oh, man. Okay.
okay.
Nymphies. Nymphies is a short and atmospheric puzzle game with a narration. It is relaxing and mysterious experience, especially with the help of its music.
I'll keep it.
Did I say that right?
I like puzzle games.
Atmophies.
Atmospheric.
Atmospheric.
So,
I'm good. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, of course not.
Liar. I'm so full of shit.
Never.
Never.
100%.
Oh, Andy. Can you just pick a game, please?
I'll stick with mine.
Cruelty Squad. This sounds so gross. All right. I'm sticking with the puzzle game.
Okay. Because you like puzzle games?
I sure do.
Stop falling for the damn trap.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, hold on.
1 point, Connor. No. 2 points, Andy.
Yeah, you're right.
And
no points. Nada.
Two.
Zero.
Okay. All right. Next round. Here we go.
You almost had me.
Did I?
Almost. I'm like,
is it because of me with words?
No. No, it's because of the puzzle thing. I thought you were going to give her the layup again.
Here you go.
Which I did not take last time. Genius.
And they go right back because you thought.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's see here.
Hey, now.
What I picked some with just really hard names.
Oh, my
like,
God.
We are not speaking English today, folks.
No. Especially if you see the picture, it's so hard to read. I have to actually look up the Steam title.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually written out correctly. Kernel by light. Yeah, exactly.
Corona.
Kernel. Yeah, Chernobyl.
Chernobylite.
T-I. Oh, is that what it is?
Chernobyl is a thing, Connor.
Yes. Yes.
This has an N.
Oh, never mind. Chernobylite.
Can I have a point? Can I have a point for being Connor's translator?
Woo! No.
No, come on.
That's lame. All right, Chernobylite or Rush for Glory.
Chernobylite or Rush for Glory. Well, I went wrong picking the strange name last time.
Okay.
But I'm just going to stick to my guns. I'll go with Chernobylite.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Chernobylite.
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 Okay.
Chernobyl by light.
Thanks, asshole. Thanks.
Next time you struggle with a word.
Oh my god.
English is my primary language. Why do I struggle?
Why do I struggle?
It's Ukrainian.
I know, but I know Chernobyl.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Shit.
Fuck.
And the word's Prepyat, by the way.
For what?
For the town. Prepyat.
Oh, the Chernobyl plant is in Prepyat.
Prepyat.
Oh,
yeah.
We took us a minute to figure out what you were saying.
Sorry. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Like, the fuck are you talking about?
I think you swapped topics and I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah.
No.
Nope, he's still here with us.
Oh, all okay. Right. All right. Got you. Okay, I did not know that. Thank you. Chernobylite is an RPG survival horror mixing free exploration of disturbing locations with challenging combat, unique crafting, and nonlinear science fiction story. Build your team, survive, and reveal the twisted secrets of Chernobyl in the 3D scanned recreation of the exclusion zone.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
What's the rush for gold?
Glory.
Rush for Glory. Wow. Yep, that
don't
one.
Even remember the name.
Nope, didn't care. I might now. We'll see.
Rush for Glory is a featuring and challenging and rewarding tower defense battles in which players are defending their base against an alien invasion. By strategically building your towers and upgrading them, the player can keep his base safely and further progress through the extensive single-player campaign.
As much as I love tower defense, they never do well. I'm going to stick with Chernobylite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chernobylite?
Yeah.
Okay.
No points for Connor. 2 points for Andy. 2 points for me. Connor, you have been awarded
the bag
of shame.
It's backfired, Andy.
I told you. You might not want to do it.
The total stands at Andy 4 points for the whole round. Sarah 2 points. And Connor 1 point.
Yep.
Look at him. Oh, my God.
Do you need a high holds, bro?
Can you take a picture?
Whoa.
No, I can only see a bag from here.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
So anyway,
what's game of the week, bro?
Don't know. Can't
don't
see.
Care.
How long have you been holding that one on for?
A little bit.
Okay.
Well, listen. So we tried it out. You guys think about it. Sleep on it. If anybody has more ideas of how to make this good and fair.
Don't complicate it any further.
Yeah, no, let's not make it any more complicated, but let's, you know. Tell us what you think of the point
system. It's a good idea, Andy.
Tell us what you think of the point system. All right. You know, if people like it, we'll keep it, and if we don't, we'll go back to me just always have it in the bag.
I don't know. This might screw Connor over worse.
This might. Why? I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, back.
Connor. I got it. I need a picture.
Connor.
This is so good.
Oh.
We are up to one for Connor. Andy? Zero. Oh, shit.
Okay. Well, now I have like 7 pictures of the same thing, so that's fine.
And Sarah?
Just a fucking lot. Just write down a lot.
No. We're starting,
oh, we're starting
for
today
for the
oh,
season.
See,
zero.
I see.
So, Connor, you have been awarded the bag of shame today. You have one. And Sarah and I have zero.
Wow. Clean slates feel so fucking good, man. Woo! Fuck.
Bag of shame. Balls.
Balls.
Keep it there.
The golden bag of shame.
Oh, that hasn't been awarded yet.
Right. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's the award ceremony.
End of the season.
End of the season.
Yeah. Do we get a reward ceremony?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fully
are we
going to
dress up and everything?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Actually, all right. Let's do it. I'm down.
We'll get the brown carpet out.
Yeah.
What's the
yeah, some, brown, some brown, brown,
why is it brown?
Because it's making it look shamey. You know, you're thinking like, you know,
dude, we'll get beer stained fucking like frat fraternity fucking.
Oh my God.
No.
This is turning into an amazing event.
Yes.
Good Lord.
We're going to have to invite people.
Can we do like, oh, I know this is way too big at the moment, but like just having like videos of like, you know, like it's like celebrities coming up. Like,
know, figure out how to edit the video so the carpet is actually brown.
Yes!
When the celebrities walk on.
Oh, and we could have guests, like the guests that have actually won the bag of shame.
Yes.
Throughout come. The season?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Hey, you know, that's a great way to get guests to come back is because if they win the bag of shame while they're here for an episode, they have to come back the next episode to get rid of it.
We could do like the funniest guests. We could make it a whole fucking like night. Like,
I love
like
it.
The Grammys.
Like the Grammys
hell
and
yeah.
shit.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Except it's the baggies.
It's the baggies.
Yes! We're on fire tonight. Holy hell. Yeah, you know, I'm going to high five you too. Fuck it.
All right, what's that game of the week?
So it's actually not a game, only because this thing's freaking sweet.
Oh my
sweet.
God, it's so cool.
Oh.
I showed it to us yesterday.
Yes, yes. So hopefully a lot of you already know, especially since we usually come out on a Sunday, and this thing opened up to everybody on Sunday. So before today, if you had an old account, older since like June, before June? Yes, before June. You could get it right away. Otherwise, you had to wait till Sunday to be able to purchase it or reserve your slot.
Okay, but what is it?
I got you. Okay, so it's a portable PC, basically, all right? It's Steam's try at like a Switch. Like their thing against the Switch, Nintendo
you mean
Switch.
The Switch Ender?
Or like a PSP.
Yeah, it's more of like a Switch Ender because this thing is a PC, a full PC. You could put anything you want on this. You have like a desktop and everything. You can put any emulators you like.
This might be my way to play like computer games all the time.
Oh, yes. Lord. So with the Steam one,
you
it's
could take
supposed
it upstairs
to...
and you wouldn't have to fight with mom over the PS4.
So with this, you're supposed to be able to play any of your Steam game, any Steam game, on this thing, any of them.
Any of them.
Any.
All
now,
of them.
They say oh. that, and a lot of people are afraid because I understand this. The certain softwares they have to use in order to be able to do this because it's technically Linux, and then because it's SteamOS. Any of those softwares? There's a couple games, AAA games that people like to play that don't work with it. Yet, or it's just it's broken. So those are some that people might not want this for. Like it would be harder because they wouldn't be able to play those, or like those would be ones they couldn't play. When even though they're saying you can play any of them,
okay.
They're supposed
so
to be
technically,
play.
You it can play any of them. The goal is to be able to play any of them. But
yes.
In reality, we're
right
waiting
now.
On things to be perfected and
I guess.
Polished.
Yes.
Holy crap!
They're not
I'm
that
looking
expensive.
At the price range. No, that's
it's actually
six.
You didn't see that? I thought I showed that yesterday.
64 gigs. You probably did, and I didn't retain that information.
Oh,
well. Now I got a quick question. When it comes to this, will it probably do the Valve Index at some point?
What do you mean?
The Index being the VR system?
Yeah. It'll
like,
be
will it sync
be
up
able
with it?
To run with it, or?
Oh, no, I don't think it doesn't have that kind of power.
No, you'd need a larger capacity. I don't think, what?
You need to have that kind of, like, battery.
the battery alone, but, like, the RAM, too, you would need.
Dude, that is sexy as all hell.
It is. It's yeah. very pretty.
Yeah, even for, like, the 512 gigs SSD. I can't see a problem with it.
No. It's $650 for the top one they offer.
If you reserve it now, it's only $5.
Yes. No. And then you pay the rest of it when you get it, though.
Right.
But you reserve your slot. And what they're doing is it's as soon as you reserve, you get in the line. And then as they come out, people get them as they get them.
Yeah.
But, which is kind of nice. But there's a middle model that's 256 Ooh. Gigabytes, a little bit. Nope, same speed hard drive. Yeah, it's just 256 gigabytes. It's $530. So a little bit less. You do lose a few things. Oh, we forgot to talk about the things on the highest one. Fastest storage on the top one. Premium anti-glare etched glass. Exclusive carrying case.
Stop scrolling.
I can read it.
Okay. It's okay. He's
got it up.
I was reading it on there, though, but luckily I had it up right in front of me. It's okay. It's okay. exclusive Steam community profile bundle and exclusive virtual keyboard theme. And then the middle one has faster storage, carrying case, exclusive Steam community profile bundle.
And then the basic one is just has a carrying case.
Yes, with it. And it's $400 for the basic one. And then it's only 64 gigabytes on an eMMC hard drive.
Dude, this is like shit your pants cool.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's very, very pretty. Yeah.
It is sleek as hell.
100% like the selling point is that it's just a portable PC.
Yeah.
Tiny little package.
Tiny, tiny laptop that doesn't
mm-hmm.
fold in half.
That is just now like
a they got
size of a switch. Now.
Four buttons on the top and side. And that's
a little trackpad below the
right here.
Analog. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got the R1, 2, 3, and 4. And then L1, 2, 3, and 4 on mm-hmm. the other side. And these are probably compressible. The joysticks.
Yeah.
I've seen some other news clips that they're trying to make it so it doesn't ghost the analog sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want any ghosting. They're like, trying to make drifting.
Sure. Oh, drifting. Actually,
like, yeah, the drifting. That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
Oh.
They want to make sure that doesn't happen on these. So they're wanting to be able to say that they never do. And hopefully that's an actual thing. Gotta hit that little agree.
excuse me.
It's just a
Christmas idea deposit. Thrown right out the window.
Are you gonna pay for the $600 one?
Why not?
Okay, you just send me the money when you're done.
Send you the money. Oh.
So you bought it.
Whatever. All right. I mean, you're already there.
So yeah, that's we're already a half an hour into this episode.
We have so much to say today.
Yeah,
we haven't even said anything about Pokemon yet.
Oh, dude, I am down for that. Okay, we'll be back.
Yeah,
and we're back. Jesus. Yeah, so Pokemon Go today.
Pokemon Go! Oh my God, you guys.
I got my phone.
Pokemon Go for 1 hour.
For 1 hour. Yeah, but you played all day yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did play all day yesterday.
I only played for an hour yesterday.
I played since what?
11? We switched.
I think it was like 11.
Yeah, it was about 11.
Yeah.
So
still, that's a good stretch.
Yeah, it is. The 17th kicked off Pokemon Go Fest.
It was so good.
Keep talking over me. and they had some challenges that were up for the day yesterday. And it kept rotating the challenge bonuses. Like you could get 5x XP for... What was it? Nice or higher throws. And then there was like Stardust, X500 Stardust extra, 5 extra candies. And that did rack up if you had a pineapple berry, or if you also had like your star piece up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It all racked up. It was nice. So I completed the challenges yesterday.
Me too. So well, I didn't complete them
Sarah
yesterday.
Finished hers.
I did not.
Connor missed out a little bit. And then the big thing happened today, the 18th, was raid day for Pokemon Fest. And it was ridiculous.
It was amazing. Okay, so wait. Just to super duper recap, because there was a difference. Like, you could still participate in Pokemon Go without the ticket. You just got less bonuses.
Right.
Right. So ticket holders exclusively were able to craft a musical festival with the Professor Willow. You got to choose between two research paths, and we all got Rockstar Pikachus, and they're pretty badass because Popstar was not my favorite. You also got to choose between, what was it? It was the Ralts evolution. Help. Gardevoir or Flygon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then surprises in your snapshots. So that was yesterday. And then I don't remember where I saw this statistic, but I'm pretty sure you had a higher chance of shinies if you had the ticket.
That explains that. But,
That might be wrong. That might be wrong. But I, for some reason, remember reading that somewhere.
But there was also half half distance on eggs for both days.
Yep.
Which now I'm kind of missing on.
Yeah, I really didn't worry about my eggs too much.
No. Especially when raid day was going on.
Oh, my God. Raid day was insane.
There was a rotation every hour also. Between wind, lava,
thunder,
and water, I don't remember. But, yeah, you could pretty much catch almost every legendary.
Yep.
Throughout the entire thing. There was only a couple of them that weren't available.
I've been playing for less than a year. It will be a year next month for Pokemon Go. So this is my first fest. I had maybe like three legendary Pokemon going into this. I now have 39. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I went into this with probably around, I want to say, let's see, right here. I came out with 53 at the end of all of this.
I mean, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
So
today on raid day, the biggest thing for me, I leveled up twice this weekend, you guys. I'm pretty pumped about that.
I leveled up twice in the past week.
Yeah, which is harder for you because you're at a higher level than I am.
Yeah, I just made it to 39.
You have more of an XP requirement.
And I'm about a quarter of the way to 40 now.
Yeah. So the biggest thing for us was you earn, instead of 10,000 XP for completing a raid, you earned 20,000 XP as a ticket holder. And so if you had your lucky egg on, that's 40,000 XP for every single raid. Like, it took me 3 hours to get from the beginning of level 34 to the end and to level up to 35. It's nuts. And now I'm halfway through level 35. It's crazy. You could spin for up to 10 raid passes and complete a timed research to get up to 8 remote raid passes. There are raid passes everywhere. Free raid passes in the store. And all the Pokemon that you needed on Saturday were attracted to incense both days. Which was great. But that was just ticket holders.
Yeah.
That wasn't available to everybody.
No, it was not.
So we splurged the $5 per person and had a great fucking weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
40 1,000 experience points.
Per raid.
Per raid.
And we did at least 30 of them.
Lucky I got. And actually, I've been
40 of them.
So when Pokemon first came out, I stocked up on the raid passes because I didn't know they were going to be available or not, or free ones or whatever.
Oh my god.
I started this one out with 64 for the day. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, he probably burned through his premium battle pass. It's pretty hard if he had 64. I only spent about 11 of them. Out of the premiums.
Yeah, because we got all the free passes, basically.
We got all the free passes.
And we did a
passes.
Bunch of remote raids today.
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous.
It was insane. So we were raiding. It was like our city was not even the biggest event.
No.
Right? We were not even close. So we went to the Memorial Art Gallery, and we were like, oh, we're the only two in this raid. Like, oh, that's worrisome. And then 4 seconds later, it was full. There were 20 people. It was like, yeah. Oh, my God. So we were destroying legendaries left and right. It was amazing.
I mean, there was a couple of cases we had to bail, but...
Well, yeah, but that was like, all right, this person lives in the middle of nowhere, and they're raiding by themselves. Like, so they're inviting all their friends.
Right. So I had like, a couple of people from Montana adding me to theirs, and it's like...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
However, I was super happy and will be rejoining Valor because of my sign.
Valor number one.
I got myself a shiny Moltres.
It was a sign.
It was a sign because it was my only shiny.
I saw the sign. And it opened up my eyes. I said, no,
shut up.
No one knows that
shut
song.
Up. I do know that song. And shut up. You want to know why? Hi. I heard it when it came out all the freaking time.
All the freaking time.
So, my shiny was great because it was the only one I had caught. However, somebody else caught some shinies.
I caught 4, and only one of them was a normal Pokemon. I caught 3 shiny legendaries. I'm literally like, oh my god, every time I opened up, you know how like you go to the bonus challenge and then it goes like shwoom and the shinies all like swirl out at you at first.
Yeah.
The one time, the Groudon that I opened up and it was shiny?
No, it wasn't the Groudon, it was the Kabul.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure it was a Groudon.
No.
It's like that we talked about it. It's that weird green color.
No.
Yeah.
We were in the car.
We were sitting in the car and we'd finished the raid and it opened up and I saw that it was shiny. I screamed.
No, it was her last one because we were sitting right outside the mag.
No, it was my second to last one.
No, it was
I
promise it was the other one because she scared the shit out of me.
Okay, so I'm going from most recent, and it's definitely the second one. It was Groudon.
Okay,
it was Groudon. I screamed so loud, and Andy was like, oh my god, my ear. The fuck? Because the last one was Cobalion. That's the one we did with
because
Connor. And I did not scream while we were on the phone with Connor. Okay. Got it.
Shut up.
But it is beautiful. I think that's my favorite one of the day, Cobalion. So
funny! You screamed down the phone. It wasn't like
shrieked. Like I sounded like I was being murdered. I was so excited.
Yeah, it pissed me off a little bit because it scared the fuck out of me.
I do feel bad. I am sorry.
So now, however, Sarah did not catch what I caught.
Nope.
And poor Connor, I'm so sorry, bud.
It's okay.
Caught myself a four-star Latias.
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to four stars, I do have the record.
Yeah, I have 2 now.
He just means the record's between us.
Oh, between the two of you.
No, I don't know if I have between the two of us, but
four stars currently,
way more.
I am up to 19 four-star Pokemon.
How the fuck?
I don't know. I'm just better.
No. That's not true.
Oh. Because here's one of my new favorites.
Oh, Magikarp.
Yeah, I got me a Hundo Magikarp.
That's pretty.
But, yeah, when it comes to shinies this weekend, though, we were catching them left and right. All of us.
I wish I had done Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday would have been rocking.
Oh, my God.
Because you caught a couple of shinies, didn't you?
I caught three.
I caught a shiny Skorupi, and I am so excited.
I caught
Turpinches.
Trapinch.
That's right.
Mine started off with Sableye, then I had Whismur, then Audino, Larvitar, Zubat, Trapinch, the event Zigzagoon.
Yeah, the little the Galarian Zigzagoon with the hat on.
Yeah. I caught him as a shiny.
No, not as a shiny.
He's reading his shiny. He's bragging.
And then my Pidgey, which is now a Pidgeot.
I am a little jealous about the Pidgey.
And then my Moltres today.
Super exciting.
You're upset about the Pidgey?
I said I'm a little jealous.
This is what it looks like when it's done. It looks like crap.
It's golden.
It's golden crap.
It's yellow. it's not even golden. It's yellow. It's fucking yellow.
Yeah, but it's shiny, so that makes it gold.
It's not. It's just shimmering. It's a different color. It's a different color.
What are all shinies if they're not just a different color?
Okay. Well, you saw his freaking Flygon. That thing's amazing looking.
It's gorgeous.
Trapinch kind of looks like shit, though. Honestly.
Well, yeah, but
it becomes Flygon. Right. So now the worst one out of the ones I did catch though was Sableye.
Yeah, that thing's ugly.
It's a 2% IV. It's really awful. Ugly. It's fucking awful. And it's yellow. It's just piss yellow.
It is. That's
gross. With a green diamond in its chest.
You have 19.
You have 9
hundos.
Yeah.
And you got to see my collection of 40 shinies. So
here's what I wish that we had had. In Chicago, which has a somewhat wonderful relationship with Niantic, they built an enormous egg. Do you see this picture?
Oh, my God.
Like, holy shit, this egg is huge.
No,
holy
I shit. Can't see it.
Well, you can't see it, but Connor can see it. It's enormous. It's
fantastic. You should see this thing, man.
It's just a really big white egg. But basically, it was in honor of the Pokemon Go Fest. Ever seen. It's huge, right?
Yeah.
Stop making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Bag?
It's a big
egg. It's a really big egg.
It is a real big egg.
Did they scramble it?
No. I don't think they did.
Planted it.
Anyways, the egg was part of a night raid egg event at the park in, what park was it? The Maggie Daly Park in Chicago. It ran from 9 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. last night.
There was a raid event?
No. Just in Chicago.
There was a raid event just in Chicago.
Yeah. According to a news release, this is from mercurynews.com. According to a news release, attendees will see legendary Pokemon raids take place live with trainers all over the world and in Maggie Daly Park teaming up to catch some of the rarest Pokemon live projected onto a 50-foot-tall Pokemon egg. How wild is that? Not only do they have this enormous egg that was lit the fuck up, they had street teams doing giveaways from Niantic. All over downtown. They also had special photo ops at the Navy Pier.
Why the fuck did you not go to this?
They had brand ambassadors distributing wristbands to the first 1,000 people at the park on Saturday. It was insane.
Yeah, why didn't we do this?
I think that we should go next year.
We didn't even know what was happening.
I know.
Well, there was lists of things like that going on.
It just this was the most amazing event in the United States because this city has a really special connection to Niantic. I believe they've hosted the GoFest in the past. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I'm trying to find a picture.
I want some of their, like, stuff. Like, some of their merchandise, because, like, those shirts were dope. Is that a leeway? No, I mean,
a picture of the egg all lit up, and I'm not. There's just, like, a picture of the egg. It's not very exciting.
Pictures of eggs.
It's a picture of the 50-foot egg, but, like, I'm trying to find it with the projections on it, right? Yeah. Like, they said they projected the raid onto the egg. But I don't see... anything.
Hold on.
Oh, they had little Pikachu hard hats or visors. That's really cute.
Oh, my God. They had their... Oh, yeah. We're not doing the Harry Potter one.
Oh, is that the...
Theirs. Yeah.
That's Niantic also, isn't it?
Yeah, that's also Niantic. There we go. Okay, let's see. Can we find...
Aw. There's a cute little Charizard plushie. Nope, that's it. Nothing... I can't find this egg all lit up. This is very sad.
Oh, this is their other game. Ingress or whatever.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Man. Oh, well.
Yeah, I wish there was some other stuff that we could do. But, yeah.
I vote on going to Chicago next year. Like, looking up and seeing if they're going to have all of the kit and caboodle.
Yes.
And going to Chicago and wearing some boss-ass merch and...
Hell yeah.
Raiding there. I mean, heck, dude. I bet a bunch of people migrate there for the fest.
I bet.
Here's my question, because we struggled today with the lagging issue. I wonder how bad it was in Chicago.
I bet you that's why we had such a fucking problem.
It was their fault.
and it was great. Anything above like 10 people in a raid, though.
Oh my God.
You started noticing.
Yeah, it was really bad.
As soon as you got to 20.
You tried to open up your items and like you couldn't, like you had to wait. It would freeze for like a solid 5 seconds. You had to wait.
Jeez.
You couldn't do anything. It was terrifying because you're like, oh my God, I can't heal it. Take the items. My lucky egg's not on it. Right? Like,
I compacted like lucky eggs. I just until it said almost 3 hours when I first got there. So I didn't have to worry about it.
I didn't know you could do
that. You can
that.
Stack them in.
I didn't know you can do that.
Did you wait for them to run out?
I waited for them to run out and try to put a new one on. Oh my God. There's so many raids that I only got 20,000 XP because I did not realize.
Oh no. Every fucking raid I got 40,000 XP.
What was I doing? Where have I been?
Wasting XP.
Yeah.
Speaking of wasting... Wasting money on our merchandise is a great idea.
Yeah.
So next time we can pick you out in a crowd for
Yeah, Andy had
raids.
His RGN shirt on.
I had
today.
My RGN shirt on. I'm sporting the OG.
The OG.
I did yesterday.
You did yesterday?
Yeah.
Except for the fact that nobody was around us.
Oh, it was raining.
It was pouring
all day.
Oh, my word.
It was freaking gross.
Obviously, I wasn't going to see anybody.
No, but I represented.
I did in Happy Days, and we stopped in there.
Yeah, that was some good shit. But, yeah, so next time when we all go out for raids, and I'm a little bit more on top of where we're going to be specifically, we could all get together and go raiding together and
That'd
stuff
cool.
like that, or Community
cool.
Day. Next Community Day.
We like to go to Charlotte for Community Day.
We might be going to the Mag now.
Yeah?
That was...
You're changing your tune?
That was intense. That was crazy.
It was a good time?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Well, I was talking to a couple today. Do you remember that rando couple I walked... Mm-hmm. I had a challenge to make a new friend, so I just like walked up to someone, and I was like, hey, be friends with me. And she was like, okay. Her husband just kind of like... Her husband just kind of like volunteered the information that this was how like the lagginess and the people everywhere and that's how it used to be when it first started.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, community days and all. And it has not been like this in a long, long time. So today was huge. Like, it was enormous. Just that many
people played.
Yeah.
Dude, it, yeah. Like, compared to yesterday, ain't shit.
No. Not like, even close.
The yesterday was... You could, it's playable. But I mean, they were stress testing the shit out of that beforehand.
Well, you would have to. When you make an event this huge and they're like, every legendary, okay, almost every legendary is available. Like, you have to imagine
right
that every single person is going
to
be there.
So, go to our website, pick up a shirt for Community Day for next time. You know where to find them, ragegainnetwork.com. And hit that merch button. Also, while you're there, go to our Facebook, our Instagram. Like, subscribe, do your thing. You know, follow us. Blah, blah, blah. You get the idea.
Yep.
Also, tell a friend. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. That you gotta listen to this podcast.
All right. Everybody.
Tell everybody. All right. If you rage it, we game it.
Peace. Bye.